This patient really presents an interesting dilemma. I know she ended up going on a trial, and I want to hear about that trial because it was really interesting. But outside a trial setting, how do you approach a patient like this who's got a PD-L1 is positive, but also has a BRCA germline mutation?
Yeah, so I think this is a real question in the field right now. You know, what is the optimal first-line therapy for a patient like this? If you look at, you know, the phase 3 clinical trials of the PARP inhibitors, we have Olympiad, which evaluated olaparib. And importantly, that was compared to treatment of physician's choice chemotherapy in the first through third line setting. And then we have data from EMBRCA, which evaluated talazoparib monotherapy versus treatment of physician's choice in a first through fourth line population. So we don't have any, you know, pure first-line PARP inhibitor data. What we do have, though, is some data looking at overall survival from Olympiad. So this was a subsequent presentation and publication. Overall, in that trial, there was about a 3-month improvement in median progression-free survival favoring olaparib compared to chemotherapy single agent. No difference in overall survival at the end of the day, but in a subset analysis, if you looked at just the first-line patients, the hazard ratio for survival there was 0.51. So it certainly appeared to be that if you looked only at the first-line patients with a BRCA mutation, that they did appear to have an overall survival advantage. So we have that, which is a subset analysis, and then, you know, we have this overall survival data right now from IMpassion 130, which is complicated for all of the reasons we discussed earlier because it couldn't be formally statistically tested. And so I think from my perspective, either approach is very viable. And a lot of it is always a conversation with the patient. PARP inhibitor therapy, you know, the good thing about it is that it does result as a monotherapy in an incredibly high response rate. So both EMBRCA and Olympiad showed response rates of about 60% objective response rate. And that was double what was seen with single agent chemotherapy. So she had visceral disease. So I think a PARP inhibitor alone would have a very high likelihood of buying her, you know, a good likelihood of objective response. The issue is that the progression-free survival is not, you know, it's from the two studies, the medians, again, in that first through third and first through fourth line population, 7 to 8.6 months. And so certainly we know resistance can develop with PARP inhibitors. And so certainly there are patients who can be on a PARP inhibitor very long term and monotherapy and have good disease control. But there are certainly more commonly patients who have a great initial benefit and then go on and have progression of disease. So it's a complicated thing, and I think that PARP inhibitor monotherapy, it's oral from a toxicity, quality of life standpoint, you know, much superior compared to atezolizumab, nab-paclitaxel. So I think for many patients, it's a discussion at this point in time until we have more data.
So they say you're not supposed to compare indirectly between trials, yeah. But everybody does it. So
yes.